In Washington this week, soggy weather and an atmosphere of anticipation. The White House may name a successor this week to Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who resigned earlier this month. A nominee would become the big story overnight, of course, and push aside the current obsession with Karl Rove and the grand jury investigating the exposure of a CIA agent's identity. President Bush was asked about the Rove matter this morning when he appeared with India's prime minister at the White House. Speaking to a large East Room audience composed mostly of reporters, the president said this.
We have a serious ongoing investigation here. And it's being played out in the press. And I think it's best that people wait until the investigation is complete.
Joining us now to talk about this moment in this ongoing story is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. And Ron, what was going on there this morning? Why the laughter?
I suppose it's always risky to speculate about why people laugh, but there are two obvious reasons in this particular case. One, the president was smiling in kind of a jocular way as he glanced over at the Indian prime minister as if to explain to him why this question, this very aggressive question, had come to him right at the beginning of the opening up for questions period, and also because the president had just repeated a line about a serious ongoing investigation that has been repeated countless times by the press secretary Scott McClellan in the White House over the past week or so, and has actually become so familiar and so automatic that it's a running joke in the White House now, as well as all over town.
But behind that, not a laughing matter, real development in the story over the weekend, too, in Time magazine.
Yes, the Time reporter who has been at the center of this controversy, Matt Cooper, wrote an essay about how he finally testified to the grand jury last week. And as you remember, this was a major confrontation between him and the special prosecutor who wanted him to testify and was going to send him to jail if he wouldn't. And another reporter for the New York Times, Judith Miller, actually has gone into federal detention because she won't testify about this. So now we wanted to know, of course, what Matt Cooper was testifying, finally going before the grand jury. And he told us in Time over the weekend, essentially telling us that Karl Rove was the first person who indicated to him the identity of the CIA official who sent Joe Wilson off to Niger to check out the uranium weapons of mass destruction rumor back in 2002. And all of this has real meaning because it was a big part of the justification that the administration put together for the invasion of Iraq.
And didn't the president say he would fire anyone involved in that disclosure?
Yes, he did, back when the case first got rolling, and he reiterated it last year in 2004. But now, today, he said he is still committed to firing anyone who has committed a crime. That's very different.
The crime of disclosure being hard to prove.
It's, in fact, hard to commit. There are many details that one has to go through in order to commit the crime. One has to intentionally reveal the actual name of a person who is at that time undercover for the CIA, etc. And for all those conditions to be met is quite difficult.
And so where does this all end?
Well, it's not going to end too soon, I don't believe, because the special prosecutor, Patrick Fitzgerald, has until October to bring back an indictment, if there's going to be one, either for a crime or perhaps for obstruction of justice or for perjury. He has until October with this grand jury, and we don't know where it's going to end.
In the meantime, another brewing story. We may get a new Supreme Court nominee, and then the confirmation wars.
Yes, if the nominee is highly controversial, which is an excellent possibility because it doesn't take too much to be controversial in today's Senate, very deeply divided body with the partisans of each side pushing things pretty hard. But it is also possible that the president will come up with someone that can be pretty easily confirmed by consensus in the Senate. That certainly was what happened 11 years ago when the last two Supreme Court justices got through Stephen Breyer and Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Well, I guess the big question would be then, are there any nominees who would not trigger a big struggle?
It's interesting to speculate about Al Gonzalez, the attorney general currently. He's been more controversial among some elements of the president's conservative base than he has been with the Senate in general. I think he probably could be confirmed fairly easily with most of the objections to him being raised outside the Senate.
And meanwhile, Congress is working this week. What are some of the big issues they're taking up there?
They're taking up the renewal of the Patriot Act in the House, and of course the president wants 16 expiring provisions of the Patriot Act from 2001 to be made permanent. I don't think all of them will be. I think there's been enough controversy about some of them, library records, other things that the government can currently find out about you, that those provisions will be either altered or allowed to expire. Over on the Senate side, they're going to be talking about stem cells. The House has already voted to make it more possible for the federal government to fund embryonic stem cell research, and I think they're going to do something of that kind in the Senate as well.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving, he writes the web column Watching Washington for NPR.org. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Thank you, Madeline.